Is there anything left of, Denton Drilling Advisory Group and stuff like that, like, the community that was built 4 years ago? We've been hearing that it kind of fizzled out. Where do you stand on that? Like, kind of what's happened from your perspective?
From my perspective, I think that you don't go through something like that and then just go back to a state of unawareness, you know? I think it changed every person involved very deeply. And I see those people. Like I said, Cindy Spoon, that woman's not ever going to stop, you know? She's an activist for life. I mean, she's just living her life that way. So she went on to fight in Louisiana and fight with the branches of the pipelines that are coming through there. So she's fighting for the bayou and the wetlands down there. There's all sorts of organizers who were part of that are still actively involved and engaged all over the place. And it just, you know, to me, it doesn't matter what... It doesn't matter to me if the name Frac Free Denton continues on or if the Drilling Awareness Group continues on in those particular organizational names. Like, the individuals involved, I know, will never stop caring. They will never stop doing good in the world. And Kathy McMullen, she does animal rescue now, you know, and she did that before this too. But she's still engaged and active on a daily basis. And, you know, it just might look a little different for all of us now. Because you have to think, too, about, I think one thing I wasn't aware of at the time is just a sense of personal sustainability. I mean, you cannot keep up the pace of a campaign for 4 years straight. Mm-hmm. And that's what I personally was trying to do for years after the ban. We were still trying to, like, go on these lobby trips and organize long after the ban had been overturned. So I know that the DAG group, I know that they've gone back, I think, to fighting for better regulations and things like that. And you just have to find, I think, as an individual, you just have to find what you can be self-sustaining in. And I think for me, that was not the route. So I'm not on the board anymore. But, you know, I'm doing other things.
Right.
Yeah, so I think it's okay. It's okay that the names change and the faces change. I know that Indivisible Denton, a lot of our volunteers are still very involved with Indivisible Denton and fighting some of the kind of more recent human rights atrocities that we see on the national level. They're fighting those on local levels. So I think that it did engage people in a way that has sustained. It's just that the names of the groups have changed, you know.
Mm-hmm.